Well, Mr. Baldwin, I'd like to also say that Hunter's Point seems to me, in my opinion, in my way I'm looking at it, Hunter's Point is just like being in Alabama right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that some of the ones that can't go down, we can march on San Francisco for the black man, mm-hmm. To help the black woman. We can do that here because it has been stated that until we work on the vets, San Francisco and other areas, New York and all, Chicago and all around, that we can get something done. We can help our brothers in the South.
Yes.
The black people in Alabama are my people.
Yes, yes.
Primarily, I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. But anywhere in the South, anywhere a Negro, a black man is involved, I'm there.
I'm Larry Williams. I was born and raised here, right here in Hunter's Point. I've been here since 1954. And I took an interest in playing congas at around 12, 1967. What I remember as a child, there used to be like right here on Mendel, there used to be a dead-end street, right? And the Opera House, you know what the Opera House is? That's not the Opera House. The Opera House was all the way around that block, all the way from, you know, it was big. And you know, we used to have our rec rooms in there for the kids, and the brothers would be outside in the parking lot playing congas. So, you know, I took the interest. And these guys, and they were like, this guy's like a little fly, we can't get rid of him. So they took me out. You know, they taught me everything I know. But that's how the community was. You know, it's no more, but it was then. You know. And I love that. Because it ain't out here now. I mean, it's out here, but there's nobody to wake it up.
What we have to do is we just have to expose to the younger generation, and our desire is to train young musicians to play their own culture music, although we go from Latin to African, we play both, because we all united, you know, and you know, that's my desire as an African American and also as a political activist. Because I've had an opportunity to be active right in Baby Hunter's Point. Way back, I think I started in the 70s as a young man, as a political activist. Underneath some of the older political activists, which the majority of the streets around here is named after, like Eloise Westbrook, Espinola Jackson, all of those streets was named after older political activists. And in the 70s, I've had an opportunity to have a street named after me called Carpenter Court. You know, that's as a political activist, because, you know, it's important to pay attention to what's going on around you. There's been a lot of changes, but we have always have been aware.
You have groups that are still here who originated here, like the Seastrom brothers.
Yeah.
And their brother played with Barry White, is the bass player for Barry White.
What's his name?
Emotion, why must she cry?
Yeah, yeah.
They was raised that hymn, baby.
Yeah, my cousin wrote that.
Yes.
Delbert Wright. He was
a Vietnam veteran.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the era that we were spoken about. Different groups was in the community that we were singing on the color. We used to call it blowouts. Go to another place of practice and listen to them, and then we'll sing something and try to outdo and compete with one another.
The neighborhood have changed. It's not a middle class neighborhood anymore. It's beyond that. They building $1 million condominiums and they selling like hotcakes. They're going up so fast. We want to do whatever we can to spread the word. You know, to wake them up. I woke up 50 years ago.
And this is part of our redevelopment also.
What do you mean?
You say redevelopment meaning?
You mean removal of Negroes?
Yes, that's what I thought you meant.
In other words, a lot of the Negroes who came because the Japanese were pushed out now are being pushed out.
Being pushed out themselves.
That's right.
In effect, San Francisco is reclaiming this.
That's right.
This property.
That's right.